Dax, with the loss of Matt Bushman to injury, do you and the rest of the receivers maybe feel a little more pressure to perform or to make plays on Monday?
I wouldn't use the word pressured, but definitely more aware that we need to fill in kind of the role that Matt was in, and we're kind of using different guys that, for different plays that Matt was kind of a key part of, and we're already going into it planning on making plays, but it's just just another point of motivation for us.
Jay, we can take your question next.
Hey, Dax, I know you're roommates with Zach and some of the other guys. Can you kind of describe what it's been like in that room as you guys have gone to maybe not having opponents to play, maybe not even having a season, to now you're literally days away from playing on national television as kind of the only team playing in the West?
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster for us in our house. And I remember back in quarantine, we'd always go back and forth, like kind of debating whether or not we're gonna have a season. And I know sometimes it actually did look like we weren't, and all of us were pretty bummed. I know, especially Zach, because we've all worked so hard for this season, and I think we're all just super happy that we're gonna be able to show out for the west side of the country.
Any questions from Jason and Mitch?
How in sync do you feel right now in terms of the receiving core and Zach? How in sync do you feel like the offense is heading into game one?
I'm feeling really good about all of our timing and on all the plays that we have. It's been a process. Definitely didn't have it all first couple weeks of like fall camp and stuff, but today in practice, we're clicking on all levels, and I'm confident for the game on Monday.
Yeah, Dax, I'm kind of curious. You touched on a little bit ago about the work that you guys are putting in. I'm curious, this is your first start coming up on Monday since I think the 2018 Utah State game. Just maybe can you describe the work that you've put into your game from your freshman year to now, where you look to be a guy that's going to be a key contributor in this offense?
Yeah, I definitely hang my hat on the work that I've done. I can always do more work, and going into it, never get satisfied. But through the summer, whether it's with Zach and other receivers or by myself, I've just really made it a point to just get better on certain weaknesses that I thought personally I've had, and I knew going into this season that I'd have to fill a big role with the three seniors that left from last year, and I'm feeling ready.
And we'll take questions from Jake and then Darnell.
Dax, I wanted to ask you, in terms of this defense you're going up against on Monday, Coach Grimes talked about the fact that they're not afraid to go with zero coverage, blitzes, and all kinds of aggressive different things. What do you expect to see on Monday from them?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of film, and you're right, they're definitely not afraid to blitz and go cover zero, but they do have a good mix of other coverage as well. I just expect those guys to just be mentally tough and physically tough, and I know that I think last year they were like pretty high ranked with forcing turnovers. So I expect those guys to be, trying to strip the ball any chance they can, and just being really aggressive and tough. So we'll be ready.
Dax, knowing that Zach was coming off shoulder surgery last year, what differences have you seen in him, what he's been able to do during fall camp, and what you hope he'll be able to do starting Monday for the rest of the season?
I personally noticed a confidence change. He's always been a confident guy, but last year, especially towards the beginning of the season last year, he was a little bit hesitant on, airing it out all the time, and didn't want to, like, throw out a shoulder. But now it's like nothing's holding him back. He's he's ready to make any sort of throw that he needs to, given the play, and he's going to do great this season.
We'll take one last question from you.
Dax, I'm curious, from your film study of this Navy defense, does their secondary remind you of any other team that maybe you faced during your career here at BYU?
I'd compare them to their style is sort of like, I think I remember it was Tennessee last year, a lot of quarters. Just the certain styles. They play a lot of quarters and zero. And so I'd compare it to like team like that.